for a better us. Thanks to those on behalf of the Y talking about wellness, programming, friend raising, fundraising, and more. Talking about the promotion of the HOI luncheon. What's that mean? And upcoming annual campaigns to boot. Eva Alexander, annual campaign specialist in the house. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Kim Ritz, brand strategy and marketing director. Am I calling you the Y or the YMCA? What's the brand?
You know what? You can call it either one.
And just call it that way and get yourself in the
Absolutely.
In the doors. Thank you for coming in and talking about this important event and other commentary. We are promoting a luncheon and an annual campaign. What's happening, Eva?
We are having our annual fundraising luncheon coming up on November 19th. It's called Hour of Impact, hence the H-O-I. So Hour of Impact, it's great. So we are asking an hour of your time for a lifetime of impact. And you do that through the annual campaign. So this annual campaign event is part of a broader initiative, and it shines lights to the programs that we have at the Y. And we'll have a lot of different topics to discuss, but we have programs like safety around water, we have day camps, we have our summer camp, which everyone loves. We just have all these great community partnerships and programs, and we just want to shine light to them and share what we're all about.
And I know many of the programs have a fee, and yet scholarships are very important here, so you don't turn anyone away.
Absolutely, and we just don't. We want to remove the barriers, and this annual fundraising event helps us to do that. We want everybody to belong. It's a community of belonging. It's really an event where everybody comes together, learns about the great work we do. We know about fitness. We know what's happening in the community as it relates to the Y with that. But what are all the things that we're doing outside the community? How are we helping corner stores with nutrition? Bringing vegetables to different locations throughout the community. What are all the different things that we're doing as it relates to youth to make sure our youth are stronger and more developed? And so it's a chance to talk about everything that the Y does and brings to the community.
Yes. And then there is that that treadmill, too. That's an important piece of the many of all the branches that you have. So the event certainly is important. When and where?
It will be Tuesday, November 19th, starting at 11:30. It will end promptly at 1 at Frederick Meyer Gardens in Sculpture Park. It is a luncheon, so we'll get you back to work just in time. And, you know, like I said, 1 hour of your time, a lifetime of impact. It really doesn't get any better than that, and that's why we have our theme of creating a community of belonging, so we can't do this without you.
Your keynote speaker is, drumroll,
Mayor Rosalind Bliss. We are so excited to
have
her.
So excited.
We have a wonderful list of folks that will help us. Miranda's going to help us MC the event. I mean, she is such a champion for youth in our community. Yep. We're so blessed to have her. Rosalind will be amazing. Who's a better pillar in this community to talk about the community, all the great things that we do? Stacey Beeler, as our board chair, will be sharing as well. So we've really got an amazing group of speakers lined up, and I think it'll be really wonderful.
Yeah, this event is presented by Meyer, so we're very thankful for all of our sponsors and partners in the community, like yourself, Shelley. We're just very, very excited to have them on board. There's still time to be a partner of this event. We do have sponsorships still available, and tickets are on sale for this event as well. You can go through our Facebook, YMCA of Greater Grand Rapids. Our event is there, and you can purchase tickets today.
And again, I trust because of the sponsorships, the dollars from the ticket price, and perhaps there will be an ask as well, will go toward the programming.
Absolutely. Ticket pricing, and then any dollars that we raise at the event, you get to choose what program, what branch you want it to impact, and you'll make that impact that day. So
spend a minute or so talking on a few more of your programs that we might not know about.
Sure. I think it's important as we talk about the why, you don't think about cancer, for example, and yet we have LiveStrong program where folks are, who are recovering from cancer are coming in and learning how to get stronger and more physically fit in a community of others. So when we talk about this event and we talk about community, there's so many different communities out there that do that. You talk about the child care community and the before and after school community, and anybody who's a parent knows it takes a village. And so what are all the programs that the Y does to make sure that kids are safe after school and before school when their parents can't be there for them? And that's a community of people that are coming together. Sometimes everybody thinks of the Y and you think of sports programs and all the kids that are doing that, but the coaches that are building those kids up and strengthening them. There's just so many different, as you said, different unique programs that are out there.
Yes. And the programs, I mean, you have, not to put you in a spot, but sure. I trust you know how many Ys we have in the area.
Yes, we have 7 area locations, which does count our resident camp, Camp Manitoulin. So we're just excited to have the ability to work with our communities, to work with our youth, to work with our families. You know, there's so much that goes into making sure that our youth are successful and connected and healthy. And that does include the family. It does include the parents and the grandparents and those siblings and those role models at school. You know, your teachers, your volunteer coaches. And so it takes a lot, and it takes the whole community. And we're excited to bring us together to be able to show our partners and supporters a tangible mission for you to see what we do.
Yes, and many partners that you have in the area. I know we've got the Grand Rapids Marathon, Half Marathon, Kids Marathon weekend after next.
Yes.
And yeah, and run through the rapids. Mm-hmm. So, again, fitness alive and well in our own backyard. But it takes, again, time, talents, and treasures. Final words from you, Kim Ritz.
You know, I think together we're stronger, and we need everybody in this community to do that. And so we'd love for you to join us on November 19. We'd love to see you there.
Details specifically, Eva?
Go to our Facebook page. Go to YMCA of Greater Grand Rapids. Find the event, share it, buy a ticket, be there. Talk to your neighbors about it. You know, we love your support in this and moving forward with the community.
Great. Looks like, again, the Facebook page is your best bet, but there is the hourofimpact.eventbrite.com to check out. All right, ladies, workout in store for you both today?
Mm-hmm. Workout, yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be an off day, too. Kim hasn't answered. I'll get your answer offline. Thanks, guys.